Steve and Jill here.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Putella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the top three things to do as a land investor.
Exactly. And I realize I'm not sure if it's morning when this is launched, but it's morning for me right now. So we're just going to go with that. How are you?
Good. It's good. Morning. We are recording on Halloween.
Yes,
by the time this airs, it'll be long past Halloween.
Exactly.
We're getting a lot of questions about the caution tape behind us.
Everybody thinks that we, A, broke in, B, there. This is an active crime scene.
Which you might be.
We're being evicted. So take your pick. So we actually live here, I promise. It's none of the above. So you will see us next week. You will see no crime scene tape behind us. Cool.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Jamie asks, I recently received a signed purchase agreement back via email. Yay. I overpriced the property. Oops. I called the owner and let her know that I'm no longer interested in the property at that price. Her son, who is an attorney, oh, this is funny, then emailed me and told me that they are going to sue me for specific performance, as our purchase agreement constitutes a valid contract. This is hilarious. I have made no modifications to the wording in the purchase agreement. It's just like the original on offers2owners.com. I am curious if any of you have experienced this and how it turned out for you. Thanks. P.S. I copied a sanitized version of the email I received below. Okay, this is funny.
So every once in a while, same thing happens to us. Exactly the same thing. I don't know. I'm going to say once a year.
Yeah.
And in that contract, if you did take the verbatim agreement, it's not a contract, by the way. It's not a valid contract, first of all. But the out is this. There's a contingency in the PA that says we reserve, the property has to pass all of our tests before we buy it.
Right.
This is a purchase agreement. It has to pass our tests. This lawyer is...
bored.
I'm guessing. Bored, new, probably brand new.
Looking for something to do.
And it's just overeager, so.
Exactly.
I've never had anything like this ever go past an email like this.
Exactly. Once you point out, look at number three.
Yeah, I think it's
I don't agree with that. Look at number two. I don't agree with that. And took a number one. Oh, I did. It could be, what's so funny too? One of those things that says, if the back taxes, within reason. Pass my test. You could say whatever the back taxes are. Every property pretty much has back taxes. Nobody pays ahead. So you could just say right there, sorry, those back taxes don't agree with me. Yeah. It's not within my threshold. And that would negate it all right there, too. So
there's four ways you can handle this, but don't worry.
Right, exactly. Not
even if it ever got the lawsuit point, you could just file a motion to dismiss based on here's the theoretical contract. It says right there, we reserve the right to... not do the deal if we don't want to.
Exactly.
For any reason.
And what's interesting, the reverse is true too. Because I've had people back out on me. And I've never said, but you signed.
That
happens
all the time.
It's true. That does happen a lot. And I'm like, I get it. It's not worth my time to chase and do whatever to buy a property that they changed their mind. They don't want to sell. They don't like that price. Whatever the reason is. That's fine. Just move on.
Today's topic, the top three things to do as a land investor, not only is this the meat of the show, it's Jill's topic.
Oh. Why is that special? There's a lot that are my topics.
Jill did a live event yesterday on this topic, and she feels very qualified and prepared to have this episode. Let's hear it.
I love how you say that, very qualified, I'm not normally qualified. She feels qualified today. All the other 1,000, what show are we on? 1,106. So, up until 1,100 and shows 1,105, we're not sure. She feels very qualified about this one.
Before we get into it, though, before we start here.
Yeah.
Is there anything you do on this whole show, this Land Academy show we have, that you don't feel qualified discussing?
Yes. Women's issues.
What?
I just kidding.
Women's more qualified than you.
I know. Men's issues. Yeah. Okay, men's issues. Excuse me. I'm very qualified on women's issues. I'm not so qualified on men's issues. Especially... how do I word this? A certain type of man issues. I'm not kidding.
Like what?
I don't know. You and I look at things very differently. Let's call a spade, right?
Yeah, let's.
The way you approach things and decisions and, fulfilling things, getting projects done are very different than the way I do. And no way's right or wrong, they're just different. So
Give us an example, Joe.
Oh, no, now we're going. All right, staffing.
Oh, that's true.
Thank you. Operations.
That's true, too.
Okay. Do you want me to keep going?
It's not that I'm not qualified for this stuff.
No, it's not that you're not qualified at all.
I just have...
We just look at it differently.
You know what it is? It's not. It's just lack of patience and interest.
That would be different. I rest my case. Back to the topic.
All right.
So I talked about this, and I this is coming from, 5 years now. Do you know we've been doing this for 5 years? We just talked about that. Because we started Land Academy, and we're working on Land Academy before it was released as Land Academy. And some people may remember it was at the beginning of the year in 2015. Yeah, so we're going on 2020. So 2015, so 2014, we were really putting it all together. So
it's funny you bring that up because it's 10/31. The date is 10/31 today.
Right.
It's Halloween, 10/31/19.
Right.
And so I really closely look at the last 4 or 5 days of the month at our revenue on all of our lines of business, land, houses, parcel fax revenue, Land Academy, all of it. And if within the last 5 days, if it's not where it should be, Jill and I get together and we say, all right. And we make some decisions about concentrating on certain stuff or whatever. And for whatever reason, I look back at Land Academy itself, its revenue since we started the credit card. We use Stripe. So since we started the credit card processing thing, and it started in June of 14.
Yeah.
And we were doing, I don't even remember
this. June 14?
Yeah, June 14, we opened a Stripe account and started collecting revenue. This says because we launched the
not
program.
Not July 14.
We launched the program.
I mean, not 15?
We launched the program in July 15.
Oh.
Stripe started in June 14, and I'm looking at it and going, what the heck?
Dude,
and why?
Right.
And there's revenue in there. And
I know what it is.
It was consulting.
Oh.
It was we just kind of started consulting and asking people, if you need help, let us know. And so we were...
Because that's how it began.
Yeah. We didn't have the idea to actually do a program or start a group like this.
Yeah.
Or provide the data and the tools and all that.
This was not our plan.
It took those consulting those consulting events about how these people were answering the same thing over and over again. And what prompted me to really, really dig into it is because you did this live event yesterday and I kind of crashed it not a live event, but you did a live presentation.
Facebook Live thing. Uh-huh.
And I kind of crashed it and we got several questions that were the exact questions that we got in 2014.
Right.
And you can tell that it's not anybody's fault. They just haven't gone through our educational process yet to get those basic ways of how to send a mailer out and why.
Right. That's the normal process. They're questioning this, and then they're going to question that. Then they understand this and understand that. Same as me.
Yeah, me too.
We were all there.
So it's just amazing to me how stuff doesn't change.
Right. And that's so cool. So what I was saying with this topic is, this ties into, more than 5 years then, of us talking to people, which is really true, and coaching them and helping them way before Land Academy how to be an investor and do things like us.
Yep.
So, and this is very true. So what would I tell someone, even without Land Academy? You know what? Pretend Land Academy doesn't exist. You came to me and said, Jill, I want to do this. How do I be like you? I'd say, well, do you know what? Get educated.
Yeah.
Find someone who's doing it and copy them. Follow it. Figure out what they're doing. Learn from them. Don't try to recreate the wheel. I didn't. I came along and learned from you.
I recreated the wheel for everyone.
You did. You started in the 90s. Well, and it evolved too. You made it. You made the wheel. Wow, how special are you? I'm just kidding. But you know what I mean? So you started this in the 90s. You taught me. I was one of your students, technically. We could say it like that. And then I learned from you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. But so my point is, get educated. I don't know who it is or whatever. Even if you want to do something that's not involved in what we do, you want to be the best house flipper out there and you want to know how to get a contractor and you want to learn how to pay the guys and keep them motivated, whatever it is.
You know what? Let's talk about this for a second. Okay. This is so off topic, but I don't care.
Okay.
When Jill and I joined forces, you never came to me. Most people come to us and they say, how do I do this? You never, ever asked me how to do this.
Thanks.
What you did was, you didn't say, how do I do a mailer? How do I recreate what you've done? You just immediately got on the phone, got into the CRM that we were using at the time, started calling people and doing deals. Like, it was just natural for you to do that for some reason. I mean, I'm talking about like in a half hour.
Thank you.
And so I wonder how we can translate that to help people right now. Instead of going in there and trying to figure out a mailer that you don't want to do anyway, maybe because it's not your thing, just to like do some type of self-assessment to find out what you're really, really good at. And then not try to go back and do some stuff you don't want to do. Because you won't, if you're going to do, let's all face it, if you wake up in the morning and do a bunch of stuff you don't want to do over and over and over again, or that you're not succeeding at, you're not going to do it for very long.
Exactly.
What was that magic there? You never came to me and said, how do I do a mailer? Never.
I think it was not even once. I think that's a nature nurture thing. I think some people are born with like that entrepreneurial spirit, not kidding. And they will, whatever they set out to do, whether it's our business or, you know, I'm looking at mugs on our desk or being the leading seller of coffee mugs on eBay, I don't care what it is, they won't stop until they're there. Mm-hmm. And I think they have that in them. So that's stuff you can't teach, you know, and I hope that you can assess that of yourself. However, you can over time, I think, create this momentum and create the motivation in yourself and get yourself there. But it takes drive. Maybe you want to be the best photographer on the planet. I know we're going way off topic, but it starts with the equipment and some training and some knowledge, and you got to go out there and do it and probably put in a lot of hours. Maybe you put in more hours than the next guy. But if you're really committed to it, because you know what? I've seen it in Land Academy. I'm telling you, I've seen people that I thought, oh my gosh, this guy's not going to make it. You know, and guess what? They do.
So let's put this in the context of the actual show today.
Okay.
There's three things to do, because I really do think that this applies.
Okay.
The top three things to do as a new investor.
Can I say
that? Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
So my one is get educated. I think we talked about that enough. And the main point I want to drive home is you could spend 10 years or 10 weeks. Which would you choose? That's what I think is a difference. 10 years, don't spend any money. Plan on it. It's going to take you a lot of time. If you're going to go out and reinvent the wheel and learn on your own versus get educated by somebody, now you can probably be cutting it down by 10 weeks. And for me, it's worth the investment. However, I don't condone these $50,000, $100,000 versions. I don't think that you need to spend that much money. I don't think that's for education, unless it's a college degree. College degree, that's a whole different thing. You want to be a doctor? Please do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that making sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so, and there's a lot of free things you can do to get educated too and stuff to get the ball rolling. Go to these meetups. There's a lot of great free videos out there. You know, we have our online community. It's free. There's lots of stuff you can do to get the ball rolling. So that's, as a new investor, get educated. It's the main thing, number one. Number two, I really think you have to take a step back and understand that there's money out there. And if you can find good deals, because this is something that comes up often. A lot of people think that, oh gosh, I can't jump into the investor arena because I don't have any money. No, you don't. That's not true. I mean, that shouldn't slow you down. It's finding the deals and being that person that gets the deal done is what it is. And if you know how to find a good deal, I promise the money will come. Whether it's us, an investor in the back of the room, that if you're at an REI meetup or whatever it is, that kind of a thing. Oh, they're standing there, I promise. They're in our group. They are in our group trolling our online community, looking, and they're on Land Tank and they're on House Tank, looking for someone just like you who's all excited, found a good deal, did everything right. They know how you learned this and they want to fund your deal. So that's the second thing. And then the third thing, you want to comment on that? I'm going to go to the third.
Please keep going. Okay. You're doing great.
All right. The third thing ties into what we're just kind of talking about. You got to commit to the taking the time and putting in the necessary time and energy to get this done. Maybe somebody only has to work only an hour extra in the morning and an hour extra in the evening. It's all coming naturally to them. They're getting it. But maybe for you, you have to get up at 5 a.m., not 7 a.m. like that guy. You know, you got to put in 3 hours in the morning and 3 hours at night and eat up your weekends. I don't care. Whatever it is, you have to commit to it. Have that talk with your family. Have that talk with yourself. And that's what it takes to be successful.
This is the kicker for me.
It'll pay off.
It's this number three.
Yeah.
The commitment. Jill has written on her notes here. Commit the necessary time and energy to do this. And then she says, you know, this is the work. There's a disconnection, and mm-hmm. people like Tony Robbins generate multi-millions of dollars a month giving talks and motivational speeches, and the whole self-help environment is about this. It's about that. We all want to survive. We all want to do well. We all want to be proud of ourselves and have some version of a family or whatever it is that we all want something.
Right.
It's that disconnect between that want and then actually getting it. It's that between spot, which is hard, hard freaking work.
It is.
And it's organization, getting your time organization. It's getting the people that are your immediate people in your world to buy into it and to participate in it. And then the actual technical skills, maybe in our case, this is very Excel-driven. If you're on the acquisition side like I am, not Jill's side. So it's that disconnection that keeps popping up for us and for me recently. I'm not sure why, but I don't know how to bridge that gap. You know, and I think there's a huge confidence component. I had a consulting call with a guy yesterday who just wants to do this so bad. He's so motivated. And I helped him pick some counties. I think he won it at our live event.
Cool. Yay.
So it's that number three connection that I think is so important.
Mm-hmm. And it just takes time. You just got to commit to it and take the time. And you know, I'll tell you real quick, the best way to overcome confidence, I talked about this at the live event, is know your stuff. Come into it knowing that county, the area, the property. Do your homework. That takes the confidence.
I think a lot of people too are
issue out of the equation, if you will.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
Sorry.
Some people are natural startup people. They're real good on the front end. Some people are really natural, like operators, so they don't have a problem with this connection that I'm talking about at all.
Right.
They get into it. It's just the next thing for them. It's just like, you know, they were doing something last month, and now they're going to do this month and continue with it because that's what they want. So I think it's important not to fight your own personality type.
I could.
Why is it so funny?
Sorry, that's a whole other show.
What?
That's a whole other show.
Don't fight yourself.
Fighting your own personality type. That's actually kind of funny when you really think about that. I just think that's cool, and you're right. I'm not picking on you at all.
Like, should I write it down?
That's a good one, actually. That I think I would tune in to listen to the fighting your own personality. Don't fight your own personality type.
I'm writing it down.
You'll lose every time.
I don't think so.
Really?
Well, yeah, you know what? You will lose.
Oh, you will. If you fight your own personality type, you will fail.
It's cover for me because I'm writing.
Okay, this is good. Okay, so that's it. It's work. You know, I'm going to end on this. Now you know. Get agitated. Don't be afraid of these deals. Ramp yourself up and then commit. And it's work. I know. I think that I honestly, because it comes up often, people look at us like, "Ooh, there's a lot to this." And I'm like, "What'd you think?" You know. And it's like, "You guys are laughing all the time. I didn't think there was so much to this."
You say that?
Kinda, in a roundabout way. Like, you guys are having so much fun. I'm like, "Yeah, it's easy." Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you got to know it is going to be work, but you can do it if you commit, and we're here. We have a support. We're not going to let you fall that far.
Join us next time for another episode called How to Raise Capital and How Not To.
And we answer your questions. Post on our online community found at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I kind of want to play a game with that, fighting your own personality type.
Give me a question right now. Quick. What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Oh my gosh. Okay. You're OC, not you in general. Okay. Person A, you're OCD.
I love this game.
This is good. You're OCD. Your wife brings home
I don't know why it's funny already.
I know. You're OCD and you have your own office. Your wife declares she quit her job and wants to share the office with you, and she's pig pen. What do you do?
That's not even, I would say no.
All right. I'm trying to think of a funny thing, but you know where I'm going with that. How about, well, honestly, for us right now, I try not to touch your equipment.
You know, we all know people. Yeah. Moving on. We all know people who start projects and don't finish them.
Right.
And so I was having this talk with one of our friends, because she's one of these people, but she's brilliant. Like, she's absolutely brilliant. So rather than hang your head about it and just get, you know, there, for whatever reason, that has such a negative ring to it by everybody, like, especially where I'm from. In the Midwest, it's like, finish what you start, speak in full sentences. And so what if you're just a startup person? You have these great ideas. Maybe you have these great ideas and you have just a money person with you. Now you need rather than trying to force yourself to be an operations person, which you're just not naturally an operations person, you might have to do it when you're younger once or twice just to figure out that you don't want to do it. Maybe you and the money person go find an operations person.
Yeah.
And maybe the operations person says, this isn't going to work unless we have a marketing person. Then go get a marketing person.
Well, this is a good show.
Don't fight your own personality type.
I was just trying to have fun with it in the after show, so we need to continue this. No, it's good. Yeah. Let's continue.
We'll do a show next week.
Okay, cool. The Land Academy Daily Show remains commercial-free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching or wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.